From Tidbits on October 4th, 2014, this is How to Test Bash for Shellshock Vulnerabilities by Adam C. Angst. As the ripples from the Shellshock vulnerability spread, an increasing number of problems are being found in the Bash shell, and those problems are being fixed. Apple got into the game with OS X Bash Update 1.0, which explicitly addresses several of the bugs and may address others. In this article, I plan to keep track of the vulnerabilities and how you can test to determine if the copy of Bash running on your system, OS X or not, is vulnerable. Thanks to Derek Curry for the idea. Security vulnerabilities are described and referenced in the CVE, Common Vulnerabilities and Exposures System, which is run by MITRE Corporation, with funding from the National Cybersecurity Division of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Every vulnerability is assigned a unique CVE identifier, although merely having a CVE number doesn't mean the vulnerability will appear in the National Vulnerability Database, run by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. It may turn out to be a duplicate, or its public release may be embargoed until the company in question has a chance to fix the underlying problem. As of this writing, there are 6 CVEs surrounding Bash. I'm not going to attempt to describe each of these, since the details are too technical to be useful, but for each I'll give a test that you can copy and paste at the command line to see if your copy of Bash is vulnerable. Note that there are a number of versions of Bash still in use, including 2.0, 3.1, 3.2, 4.0, 4.1, 4.2, and 4.3. All are receiving patches. Apple uses Bash 3.2 and OS X 10.9 Mavericks. There's no point in me attempting to read all of these tests. They involve copying and pasting text at the Unix command line, so you'll need to go to the article on our website to actually be able to do any of this stuff. So, let's jump forward in the article past the tests. Shellshocker web testing. I've heard that web servers are particularly vulnerable to shellshock via CGIs that rely on Bash. The Shellshocker website has a tool that allows you to test any given CGI on your web server and provides an example CGI that's designed to be vulnerable if Bash on the targeted server hasn't been patched. Unfortunately, I didn't have a known vulnerable server to test against, and all the tests I ran against my server were inconclusive. So I'd encourage you to give this tool a try, but be sure to test before and after patching, if possible, to see if there's a difference in the results. Shellshock will continue. I fear that new vulnerabilities will be discovered in Bash, and we'll see new patches. Apple is careful to give the OS X Bash update a 1.0 version number. It's entirely likely we'll see that number increasing over time. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and a review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and you really want to go read this one on the website. It's not very useful in audio.